Old Tom Bombadil was a merry fellow. Bright blue his jacket was, and his boots were yellow. Green were his girdle and his breeches all of leather. He wore in his tall hat a swan wing feather. He lived up under hill, where the withy windle ran from a grassy well down into the dingle. Old Tom in summertime walked about the meadows, gathering the buttercups, running after shadows, tickling the bumblebees that buzzed among the flowers, sitting by the waterside for hours upon hours. There his beard dangled long down into the water. Up came Goldberry, the river woman's daughter, pulled Tom's hanging hair. In he went a-wallowing, under the water lilies bubbling and a-swallowing. "Hey, Tom Bombadil, whither are you going?" said Per Goldberry. "Bubbles you are blowing, frightening the finny fish and the brown water rat, startling the dab chicks and drowning your feather hat. You bring it back again, there's a pretty maiden," said Tom Bombadil. "I do not care for wading. Go down, sleep again where the pools are shady, far below willow roots, little water lady." Back to her mother's house in the deepest hollow swam young Goldberry, but Tom he would not follow. On knotted willow roots he sat in sunny weather, drying his yellow boots and his draggled feather. Up woke Willow Man, began upon his singing, sang Tom fast asleep under branches swinging. In a crack, caught him tight, snick, he closed together, trapped Tom Bombadil, coat and hat and feather. "Ah, Tom Bombadil, what be you a-thinking? Peeping inside my tree, watching me a-drinking, deep in my wooden house, tickling me with feather, dripping wet down my face like a rainy weather. You let me out again, old man Willow. I'm stiff lying here, they're no sort of pillow, your hard, crooked roots. Drink your river water. Go back to sleep again, like the river daughter." Willow Man let him loose when he heard him speaking, locked fast his wooden house, muttering and creaking, whispering inside the tree. Out from Willow Dingle Tom went, walking on up the withy windle. Under the forest eaves he sat a while a-listening. On the boughs piping birds were chirruping and whistling. Butterflies about his head went quivering and winking, until grey clouds came up as the sun was sinking. Then Tom hurried on. Rain began to shiver, round rings spattering in the running river. The wind blew, shaken leaves, chilly drops were dripping. Into a sheltering hole old Tom went skipping. Out came Badger Brock with his snowy forehead and his dark blinking eyes. In the hill he quarried with his wife and many sons. By the coat they caught him, pulled him inside their earth, down their tunnels brought him. Inside their secret house, there they sat a-mumbling. "Oh, Tom Bombadil, where you come tumbling, bursting in the front door? Badger folk have caught you. You'll never find it out the way that we have brought you. Now, old Badger Brock, do you hear me talking? You show me out at once, I must be a-walking. Show me to your back door under briar roses, then clean grimy paws, wipe your earthy noses. Go back to sleep again on your straw pillow, like fair Goldberry and old man Willow." Then all the badger folk said, "We beg your pardon." They showed Tom out again to their thorny garden, went back and hid themselves, a-shivering and a-shaking, blocked up all their doors, earth together raking. Rain had passed, the sky was clear, and in the summer gloaming, old Tom Bombadil laughed as he came homing, unlocked his door again and opened up a shutter. In the kitchen round the lamp, moths began to flutter. Tom through the window saw waking stars come winking, and the new slender moon early westward sinking. Dark came under hill. Tommy lit a candle. Upstairs creaking went, turned the door handle. "Oh, Tom Bombadil, look what night has brought you. I'm here behind the door, now at last I've caught you. You'd forgotten Barrow White, dwelling in the old mound up there on hilltop, with a ring of stones round. He's got loose again. Under earth he'll take you, poor Tom Bombadil. Pale and cold he'll make you. Go out, shut the door, and never come back after. Take away gleaming eyes, take your hollow laughter. Go back to grassy mound. On your stony pillow, lay down your bony head like old man Willow, like young Goldberry and badger folk in Burrow. Go back to buried gold and forgotten sorrow." Out fled Barrow White through the window leaping, through the yard over wall like a shadow sweeping. Uphill wailing went back to leaning stone rings, back under lonely mound, rattling his bone rings. Old Tom Bombadil lay upon the pillow, sweeter than Goldberry, quieter than the willow, snugger than the badger folk or the barrow dwellers, slept like a humming top, snored like a bellows. He woke in morning light, whistled like a starling, sang, "Come, derry doll, merry doll, me darling." He clapped on his battered hat, boots and coat and feather, opened the window wide to the sunny weather. Wise old Bombadil. He was a wary fellow. Bright blue his jacket was and his boots were yellow. None ever caught old Tom in upland or in dingle, walking the forest paths or by the whirlwindle, or out on the lily pools in boat upon the water. But one day Tom he went and caught the river daughter in green gown, flowing hair, sitting in the rushes, singing old water songs to birds upon the bushes. He caught her, held her fast. Water rats went scuttering, reeds hissed, herons cried, and her heart was fluttering. Said Tom Bombadil, "Here's my pretty maiden. You shall come home with me. The table is all laden, yellow cream, honeycomb, white bread and butter, roses at the windowsill and peeping round the shutter. You shall come under hill. Never mind your mother in her deep weedy pool. There you'll find no lover." Old Tom Bombadil had a merry wedding, crowned all with buttercups, hat and feathers shedding. His bride with forget-me-nots and flag-lilies for garland was robed all in silver green. He sang like a starling, hummed like a honeybee, lilted to the fiddle, clasping his river maid round her slender middle. Lamps gleamed within his house, and white was the bedding. In the bright honeymoon, badger folk came treading, danced down under hill. An old man willow tapped, tapped the windowpane as they slept on the pillow. On the bank in the reeds, river woman sighing, heard old Barrow White in his mound crying. Old Tom Bombadil heeded not the voices, taps, knocks, dancing feet, all the nightly noises. Slept till the sun arose and sang like a starling. Hey, come, derry doll, merry doll, me darling. Sitting on the doorstep, chopping sticks of willow, while fair Goldberry combed her tresses yellow. The shadows where the mulips dwell are dark and wet as ink, and slow and softly rings their bell as in the slime you sink. You sink into the slime who dare to knock upon their door, while down the grinning gargoyles tear and noisome waters pour. Beside the rotting river strand, the drooping willows weep, or crows stand, croaking in their sleep. Over the Murlock mountains a long and weary way, in a mouldy valley where the trees are grey, by a dark pool's borders without wind or tide, moonless and sunless, the mulips hide. The cellars where the mulips sit are deep and dank and cold, with single sickly candle lit, and there they count their gold. Their walls are wet, their ceilings drip, their feet upon the floor go softly with a squish, flap, flip, as they sidle to the door. They peep out slyly, through a crack their feeling fingers creep, and when they've finished, in a sack your bones they take to keep. Beyond the Murlock mountains, a long and lonely road, through the spider shadows and the marsh of toad, and through the wood of hanging trees and the gallows weed, you go to find the mulips, and the mulips feed. When the moon was new and the sun young, of silver and gold the gods sung. In the green grass they silver spilled, and the white waters they with gold filled. Ere a pit was dug, or hell yawned, ere a dwarf was bred, or dragon spawned, there were elves of old, and strong spells under green hills in hollow dells they sang as they wrought many fair things, and the bright crowns of the elf kings. But their doom fell, and their song waned, by iron hewn and by steel chained, greed that sang not nor with mouth smiled, in dark holes their wealth piled, graven silver and carven gold. Over elven home the shadow rolled. There was an old dwarf in a dark cave, to silver and gold his fingers clave. With hammer and tongs and anvil stone he worked his hands to the hard bone, and coins he made, and strings of rings, and thought to buy the power of kings. But his eyes grew dim, and his ears dull, and the skin yellow on his old skull. Through his bony claw with a pale sheen the stony jewel slipped unseen. No feet he heard, though the earth quaked when the young dragon his thirst slaked, and the stream smoked at his dark door. The flames hissed on the dank floor, and he died alone in the red fire. His bones were ashes in the hot mire. There was an old dragon and a grey stone. His red eyes blinked as he lay alone. His joy was dead, and his youth spent. He was knobbed and wrinkled, and his limbs bent in the long years to his gold chain. In his heart's furnace the fire waned. To his belly's slime gems stuck thick. Silver and gold he would snuff and lick. He knew the place of the least ring beneath the shadow of his black wing. Of thieves, he thought, on his hard bed, and dreamed that on their flesh he fed, their bones crushed and their blood drank. His ears drooped and his breath sank. Mail rings rang, he heard them not. A voice echoed in his deep grot. A young warrior with a bright sword called him forth to defend his hoard. His teeth were knives and of horn his hide, but iron tore him and his flame died. There was an old king on a high throne. His white beard lay on knees of bone. His mouth savoured neither meat nor drink, nor his ear a song. He could only think of his huge chest with carven lid, where pale gems and gold lay hid in secret treasury in the dark ground. Its strong doors were iron-bound. The swords of his thanes were dull with rust, his glory fallen, his rule unjust, his halls hollow and his bowers cold, but king he was of elvish gold. He heard not the horns in the mountain pass. He smelt not the blood on the trodden grass, but his halls were burned, his kingdom lost, in a cold pit his bones were tossed. There is an old hoard in a dark rock, forgotten behind doors none can unlock. That grim gate no man can pass. On the mound grows the green grass. There sheep feed and the larks soar, and the wind blows from the seashore. The old hoard the night shall keep, while earth waits and the elves sleep. The lonely troll, he sat on a stone and sang a mournful lay. Oh, why must I live on my own in the hills of far away? My folk are gone beyond recall and take no thought of me. Alone I'm left, the last of all, from weathertop to the sea. I steal no gold, I drink no beer, I eat no kind of meat. But people slam their doors in fear whenever they hear my feet. Oh, how I wish that they were neat, and my hands were not so rough. Yet my heart is soft, my smile is sweet, and my cooking good enough. Come, come, he thought, this will not do. I must go and find a friend. A walking soft I'll wander through the shire from end to end. Down he went, and he walked all night with his feet in boots of fur. To delving he came in the morning light when folk were just astir. He looked around, and who did he meet but old Mrs. Bunce and all, with umbrella and basket, walking the street, and he smiled and stopped to call. Good morning, ma'am. Good day to you. I hope I find you well. Which he dropped umbrella and basket too, and yelled a frightful yell. Old Pop the mare was trolling near. When he heard that awful sound, he turned all purple and pink with fear and dived down underground. The lonely troll was hurt and sad. Don't go, he gently said. But old Mrs. Bunce ran home like mad and hid beneath her bed. The troll went on to the marketplace and peeped above the stalls. The sheep went wild when they saw his face, and the geese flew over the walls. Old Farmer Hoggy spilled his ale. Bill Butcher threw a knife, and Grip his dog he turned his tail and ran to save his life. The old troll sadly sat and wept outside the lock hole's gate, and Petty the Winkle up he crept and patted him on the pate. Oh, why'd you weep, you great big lump? You're better outside than in. He gave the troll a friendly thump and laughed to see him grin. Oh, Perry the Winkle boy, he cried, come, you're the lad for me. Now if you're willing to take a ride, I'll carry you home to tea. He jumped on his back and held on tight, and off you go, said he. And the Winkle had a feast that night and sat on the old troll's knee. There were pikelets, there was buttered toast and jam and cream and cake, and the Winkle strove to eat the most, though his buttons all should break. The kettle sang, the fire was hot, the pot was large and brown, and the Winkle tried to drink the lot, in tea though he should drown. When full and tight were coat and skin, they rested without speech, till the old troll said, I'll now begin the baker's art to teach, the making of beautiful cramsome bread, of bannocks light and brown, and then you can sleep on a heather bed, with pillows of owlet's down. Young Winkle, where have you been, they said, I've been to a fulsome tea, and I feel so fat, for I have fed on cramps and bread, said he. But where, my lad in the shire, was that? Or out in Bree, said they? But Winkley up and answered flat, I ain't a-going to say. But I know where, said Peeping Jack. I watched him ride away. He went upon the old troll's back to the hills of Faraway. Then all the people went with a will, by pony, cart, or moke, until they came to a house in a hill and saw a chimney smoke. They hammered on the old troll's door. A beautiful cramsome cake, oh, bake for us, please, or two or more. Oh, bake, they cried, oh, bake. Go home, the old troll said. I never invited you. Only on Thursdays I bake my bread, and only for a few. Go home, there's some mistake. My house is far too small, and I've no pikelets, cream, or cake. The winter has eaten all. You, Jack, and Hog, old Bunsen Pot, I wish no more to see. Be off now, all the lot. The Winkle's the boy for me. Now Perry the Winkle grew so fat through eating of crampsome bread, his waistcoat bust and never a hat would sit upon his head. For every Thursday he went to tea and sat on the kitchen floor, and smaller the old troll seemed to be as he grew more and more. The Winkle a baker great became, as still is said in song. From the sea to breather went the fame of his bread, both short and long. For he weren't so good as a crampsome bread, nor butter so rich and free, as every Thursday the old troll spread for Perry the Winkle's tea. The man in the moon had silver shoon, and his beard was of silver thread, with opals crowned and pearls all bound about his girdle stead. In his mantle grey he walked one day across a shining floor, and with crystal key and secrecy he opened an ivory door. On a filigree stair of glimmering hair, then lightly down he went, and merry was he at last to be free on a mad adventure bent. In diamonds white he had lost delight, he was tired of his minaret, of tall moonstone that towered alone on a lunar mountain set. He would dare any peril for ruby and beryl to broider his pale attire, for new diadems of lustrous gems, emerald and sapphire. He was lonely too, with nothing to do, but stare at the world of gold, and hark to the hum that had distantly come as gaily round it rolled. At plenilune, in his argent moon, in his heart he longed for fire, not the limpid lights of one seely nights, for red was his desire, for crimson and rose and ember glows, for flame with burning tongue, for the scarlet skies in a swift sunrise, when a stormy day is young. He had seas of blues and the living hues of forest green and fen, and he yearned for the mirth of the populous earth and the sanguine blood of men. He coveted song and laughter long and viands hot and wine, eating pearly cakes of light snowflakes and drinking thin moonshine. He twinkled his feet as he thought of the meat of pepper and punch galore, and he tripped unaware on his slanting stair, and like a meteor, a star in flight ere Yule one night, flickering down he fell from his leathery path to a foaming bath in the windy bay of Bell. He began to think, lest he melt and sink, what in the moon to do, when a fisherman's boat found him far afloat, to the amazement of the crew, caught in their net, all shimmering wet, in a phosphorescent sheen of bluey whites and opal lights and delicate liquid green. Against his wish, with a morning fish, they packed him back to land. You had best get a bed in an inn, they said. The town is near at hand. Only the knell of one slow bell high in the seaward tower announced the news of his moonsick clues at that unseemly hour. Not a hearth was laid, not a breakfast made, and dawn was cold and damp. For ashes for fire and for grass the mire, for the sun a smoking lamp in a dim back street, not a man did he meet, no voice was raised in song. There were snores instead, for all folk were abed, and still would slumber long. He knocked as he passed on doors locked fast, and called and cried in vain, till he came to an inn that had light within, and tapped at a window pane. A drowsy cook gave a surly look, and what do you want, said he, I want fire and gold and songs of old and red wine flowing free. You won't get them here, said the cook with a leer, but you may come inside, silver I lack and silk to my back, maybe I'll let you bide. A silver gift the latch to lift, a pearl to pass the door, for a seat by the cook in the ingle nook it cost him 20 more. For hunger or drought naught passed his mouth till he gave both crown and cloak, and all that he got in an earthen pot broken and black with smoke was porridge cold and 2 days old, to eat with a wooden spoon. For puddings of Yule with plums, poor fool, he arrived so much too soon, an unwary guest on a lunatic quest from the mountains of the moon. I walked by the sea, and it came to me as a starbeam on the wet sand, a white shell like a sea-bell. Trembling it lay in my wet hand. In my fingers shaken I heard waken a ding within, by a harbour bar buoy swinging, a call ringing over endless seas, faint now and far. Then I saw a boat silently float on the night tide, empty and grey. "'Tis later than late. Why do we wait?' I leapt in and cried. "'Bear me away!' It bore me away, wetted with spray, wrapped in a mist, wound in a sleep, to a forgotten strand in a strange land. In the twilight beyond the deep I heard a sea-bell swing in the swell, dinging, dinging, and the breakers roar on the hidden teeth of a perilous reef, and at last I came to a long shore. White it glimmered, and the sea simmered with star mirrors in a silver net, cliffs of stone pale as royal bone in the moon foam of gleaming wet. Glittering sand slid through my hand, dust of pearl and jewel grist, trumpets of opal, roses of coral, flutes of green and amethyst. But under cliff eaves there were glooming caves, weed-curtained, dark and grey. A cold air stirred in my hair, and the light waned as I hurried away. Down from a hill ran a green rill, its water I drank to my heart's ease. Up its fountain stair to a country fair of ever eve I came, far from the seas, climbing to meadows of fluttering shadows. Flowers lay there like fallen stars, and on a blue pool, glassy and cool, like floating moons and nenuphars. Alders were sleeping, and the willows weeping by a slow river of rippling weeds. Gladden swords guarded the fords, and green spears and arrow reeds. There was echo of song all evening long down in the valley. Many a thing running to and fro, hares white as snow, voles out of holes, moths on the wing with lantern eyes. In quiet surprise, brocks were staring out of dark doors. I heard dancing there, music in the air, feet going quick on the green floors. But wherever I came, it was ever the same. Feet fled, and all was still, never a greeting, only the fleeting pipes, voices, horns on the hill. Of river leaves and the rush sheaves I made me a mantle of jewel green, a tall wand to hold and a flag of gold. My eyes shone like a star sheen. With flowers crowned I stood on a mound, and shrill as a call at cock-crow, proudly I cried, "Why do you hide? Why do none speak wherever I go? Here now I stand, king of this land, with gladdened sword and reed mace. Answer my call. Come forth all, speak to me words. Show me a face." In the cloud is a night shroud. Like a dark mole groping I went, to the ground falling, and my hands crawling with eyes blind and my back bent. I crept to a wood. Silent it stood in its dead leaves, bare were its boughs. There must I sit, wandering in wit, while owls snored in their hollow house. For a year and a day there must I stay. Beetles were tapping the rotten trees, spiders were weaving, and the mole heaving puffballs loomed above my knees. At last there came light in my long night, and I saw my hair hanging grey. Bent though I be, I must find the sea. I have lost myself, and I know not the way, but let me be gone. Then I stumbled on. Like a hunting bat, shadow was over me. In my ears dinned a withering wind, and with ragged briars I tried to cover me. My hands were torn and my knees worn, and years were heavy upon my back. When the rain in my face took a salt taste, and I smelled the smell of sea-wrack. Birds came sailing, mewing, wailing. I heard voices in coal caves, seals barking and rocks snarling, and in spout-holes a gulping of waves. Winter came fast. Into a mist I passed. To Land's End my years I bore. Snow was in the air, ice in my hair. Darkness was lying on the last shore. There still afloat, waited the boat, in the tide lifting its prow tossing. Weary I lay as it bore me away, the waves climbing, the seas crossing, passing old hulls clustered with gulls, and great ships laden with light, coming to haven dark as a raven, silent as snow, deep in the night. Houses were shuttered. Wind round them muttered, roads were empty. I sat by a door, and where drizzling rain poured down a drain, I cast away all that I bore. In my clutching hand, some grains of sand, and a seashell, silent and dead. Never will my ear that bell hear, never my feet that shore tread, never again. As in sad lane, in blind alley, and in long street ragged I walk. To myself I talk, for still they speak not, men that I meet. Ar el berezgil foniel, sidivren penamiriel o menel aglar elenath, na chaired palandiriel o galavremmin enorath, fanuilos le linathon, nevaia si nevaiaron.
The road goes ever on and on, down from the door where it began. Now far ahead the road has gone, and I must follow if I can, pursuing it with weary feet, until it joins some larger way. Where many paths and errands meet, and whither then? The road goes ever on, and whither then? I cannot say. On the hearth the fire is red, beneath the roof there is a bed, but not yet weary are our feet, still round the corner we may meet. A sudden tree or standing stone, that none have seen but we alone. Tree and flower and leaf and grass, let them pass, let them pass. Hill and water under sky, pass them by, pass them by. Still round the corner there may wait a new road and a secret gate, and though we pass them by today, tomorrow we may come this way, and take the hidden paths that run towards the moon or to the sun. Apple, thorn and nut and slow, let them go, let them go. Sand and stone and pool and dell, fare you well, fare you well. Home is behind the world ahead, and there are many paths to tread. Through shadows to the edge of night, until the stars are all alight, then world behind and home ahead. We'll wander back to home and bed. Mist and twilight, cloud and shade, away shall fade, away shall fade. Fire and lamp, and meat and bread, and then to bed, and then to bed. And the smell of the spring in Nontazarion, and I said that was good. I wandered in summer in the elm woods of Assyrian, other light and the music in the summer by the seven rivers of Assyr, and I thought that was best. To the beaches of Neldereth I came in the autumn, ah, the gold and the red and the sighing of the leaves in the autumn, and Tananeldor, it was more than my desire. To the pine trees upon the highland of Dorthonion I climbed in the winter, ah, the wind and the whiteness and the black branches of winter upon Orodnathon. My voice went up and sang in the sky. And now all those lands lie under the wave, and I walk in Amberona, in Taura Morna, in Aldalome, in my own land, in the country of Fangorn, where the roots are long and the years lie thicker than the leaves, in Taura Morna Lome. Western lands beneath the sun, the flowers may rise in spring, the trees may bud, the waters run, the merry finches sing. Or there may be 'tis cloudless night, and swaying beeches bare the elven stars as jewels white amid their branching hair. Journey's end, I lie in darkness buried deep, beyond all towers strong and high, beyond all mountain steep. Above all shadows rides the sun, and stars forever dwell. I will not say the day is done, nor bid the stars farewell. I will not say the day is done, nor bid the stars farewell. I will not say the day is done, nor bid the stars farewell. Talassi surinen, ieni unotte me veram araldaron, ieni velinte iulder avanier, mio romardlisse miru vorreva, andune pella, vardo tellum arnul vinni, assentintilari elleni, O Mario aere tari lirinen, si mani ulman inner quantu va. Ansit in talle varda o elosseo, Ve fagna maria telentari ortane, arilie tier undulave lundule. Arsindan oriello caita mornie, i falma linnar indemet, arhisea untupa calacirio mirioi alle. Si vannua na romello vannua vallimar. Na Marie. Nai hiru vallie vallimar. Nai elie hiru va. Na Marie. Thank you. of all that I have seen, of meadow flowers and butterflies in summers that have been, of yellow leaves and gossamer in autumns that there were, with morning mist and silver sun and wind upon my hair. I sit beside the fire and think of how the world will be when winter comes without a spring that I shall ever see. For still there are so many things that I have never seen. In every wood, in every spring, there is a different green. I sit beside the fire and think of people long ago, and people who will see a world that I shall never know. But all the while I sit and think of times that were before, I listen for returning feet and voices at the door. I'll barath gilthoniel, silivren penna miriel, o menela glarellenath, nach aered palandiriel, o galad reminenorath, fanuilos lelinathon. Ne vai ar si, ne vai ar on, ne vai ar on. I listen for returning feet and voices at the door. There was a merry passenger, a messenger, a mariner. He built a gilded gondola to wander in, and had in her a load of yellow oranges and porridge for his provender. He perfumed her with marjoram and cardamom and lavender. He called the winds of Argosses with cargoes in to carry him across the river 17 that lay between to tarry him. He landed all in loneliness where stony lay the pebbles on the running river. Derelin goes merrily forever on. He journeyed then through meadowlands to shadowland that dreary lay, and under hill and over hill went roving still a weary way. He sat and sang a melody, his errantry a tarrying. He begged a pretty butterfly that fluttered by to marry him. She scorned him and she scoffed at him. She laughed at him unpitying. So long he studied wizardry and sigildry and smithing. He wove a tissue very thin to snare her in, to follow her. He made him beetle leather wing and feather wing of swallow hair. He caught her in bewilderment with filament of spider thread. He made her soft pavilions of lilies and a bridal bed of flowers and of thistledown to nestle down and rest her in, and silken webs of filmy white and silver light he dressed her in. He threaded gems and necklaces, but recklessly she squandered them and fell to bitter quarrelling. Then sorrowing he wandered on, and there he left her withering and shivering. He fled away, with windy weather following, on swallowing he sped away. He passed the archipelagos where yellow grows the marigold, where countless silver fountains are and mountains are of fairy gold. He took to warren forrying, a harrying beyond the sea, and roaming over Belmarie and Thelemy and fantasy. He made a shield of morion, of coral and of ivory. A sword he made of emerald, and terrible his rivalry. With elven knights of airy and fairy, with paladins that golden hair and shining eye, came riding by and challenged him. Of crystal was his havergeon, his scabbard of chalcedony, with silver tip the plenilum, his spear was hewn of ebony. His javelins were of malachite and stalactite, he brandished them, and went and fought the dragonflies of paradise and vanquished them. He battled with the Dumbledores, the Hammerhorns, and Honeybees, and won the golden honeycomb, and running home on sunny seas, in sheep of leaves and gossamer, with blossom for a canopy, he sat and sang and furbished up, and burnished up his panoply. He tarried for a little while, in little isles that lonely lay, and found there naught but blowing grass. And so at last the only way he took, and turned, and coming home with honeycomb, to memory his message came, and errand too. In Derrying Dew and Glamoury he had forgot them, journeying and tourneying, a wanderer. So now he must depart again, and start again his gondola, forever still a messenger, a passenger, a tarrier, a roving as a feather does. A weather dream.